Thanks for joining us for the plays of the week. Coach Belichick joins me now. Look at some of the big plays from the Cleveland Brown game. Coach, offense, got your quarterback back. What do we got here?
Well, this is a play that was well executed in the passing game all the way around. So offensively, the Browns are playing a zone defense, and so the spacing on this is real good, where we have good distribution across the board. Hard for the Browns to match up on, you know, on all the receivers properly. And you know, Tom's able to throw the ball in there to Julian in between the linebackers for a nice third down conversion. On the protection side of it, I thought that our offensive line did a good job in the game, and this was a very good play here by two of our inside players here, David Andrews and Joe Tooney, in terms of cleaning the pocket. And so, you know, Tooney widens this, and Andrews comes over here and really just, you know, knocks the rush outside. Shaq Mason does the same thing over here on the right side. He gives Cam Fleming some help there. And so, you know, that pocket right there, that's kind of the one you like to throw behind, isn't it?
I might be able to make that throw. Nice ball right there, too. Like you said, it's a big third down completion. That's not third and three. That's third and nine, I think, or third and ten.
You know, our kickoff coverage, again, gave us good field position in this game. I thought this was you know, a good play here where, you know, we come down on the outside, and this is Brandon King, you know, attacking all the way into the, even to the wedge. We have good penetration here from the left side. So there's a lot of free players right there inside the 20-yard line that make it tough to return the ball, and they try to bounce it outside. And Mingo makes the play from the backside.
That's pretty good job, you know, ducking and weaving and seeing, you know, the speed it takes. And, you know, I'm sure we're going to get, here we go, we got another look at it here.
Yeah, this is the same play from the end zone. And so the ball will be kicked over in this area. And again, as the team kind of breaks out of the huddle as Stevens approaching the ball, makes it a little bit of a challenge for the return team to get everybody blocked properly. But so this will be Slater here, King here, and then Ebner and Mingo on the backside. And, again, just good penetration, getting down the field, avoiding those blocks in space, doing a good job here coming from the outside, putting a lot of pressure on the kickoff return team. And, you know, that field position on a 12-yard line, you know, if you can stop them and get the ball back on the punt return, you're almost already in field goal range.
Yeah, why hand them the ball on the 25, right? And just little things like that, and that those add up throughout the course of the game.
You know, this was obviously a big play in the game. The Browns are trying to run a kind of a cross screen here with a back switch and trying to get the ball out here in space on the screen to the left side. And Dante Hightower times this up perfectly and hits the line of scrimmage just right as the ball is being snapped. It's really a tough spot for the center to be in. You don't want to block the guy because you're going to knock him right into the screen, but you don't want to let him go because if he gets to the quarterback too fast, you can't get it off, and it's just kind of a perfectly timed blitz by Hightower here. And so Kessler feels the pressure, and to get the ball off before he gets hit, he actually ends up throwing it laterally or backwards, which results in a safety. So really well executed and timed out blitz by Hightower, and, you know, big play for us to get those 2 points and get the ball back.
And you got Jamie, too, jumping that A-gap earlier in the game, too. So it just seems like just applying that pressure forces them into a bad mistake.
Yeah, it does. Forces the communication. And, again, just a little bit late on the decision like that would happen there, and you can have a bad play. This is a play-action pass, you know, around midfield here. We have good field position and, you know, stretch the ball hard, which really takes all the pass rush out of this side of the line. Settlement on the under route. And Hogan working all the way across the field. Again, good pocket to throw in, good ball. Good job of getting the ball down the field, and a good catch there by Chris. He made two big plays for us on the go and on the over route.
Two huge plays, too. Showed some toughness in the game, you know, having some difficulty getting back in, but still came in, finished that game for you guys.
Yeah, he's the tough kid. And, you know, our running game, even though we didn't produce the kind of yards in the running game that we'd like to, when you run the ball a lot and they keep defending it and keep defending it, then you end up with a situation here where everybody's at the line of scrimmage, and you can see that, you know, Gronkowski and Bennett, you know, are both 2 yards behind the defense. Really throw the ball at either one of them here for, you know, a big gain. And, you know, Martellus does a nice job of finishing the play and getting in the end zone.
It's nice to see number 87 get excited for the other big guy, number 88, because he's been on the end of those touchdowns, too.
Well, these two players really complement each other well. They both can do a lot of the same things, and it's hard to get one of them, really hard to get both of them.
It's going to be a fun locker, 287, 88 next to each other. Coach, good luck this week.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, go get Cincinnati. There's your plays of the week. Thanks for joining us.